Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Artif Yacoub, who is founder at Yop. How are you today, Artif?
Good, thanks. Nice to speak with you, Zach.
Right, you have just struck a deal with a company that some people will be familiar with, Piraeus Investments. Could you run us through that, please?
Yeah, so we're a DeFi project, a decentralized finance coming out of the digital asset side of crypto space. So from within our industry, it's also quite a new thing, you know, to be going out to an institutional investor for fundraising rather than raising internally from the crypto space. You know, Piraeus kind of got wind of Yop's raise, and early on they got really interested. They were very keen to kind of discuss with us and kind of get involved in this hot space at the moment. We've seen tremendous growth this year, like locked token deposits have grown from under $1 billion to over $13 billion today. So you know, huge amount of growth in the space, and we kind of see it as the next generation of financial products coming to the market, where, you know, everybody's kind of going towards the digital economy, and this is a huge factor in that play. So, it's been really interesting. We announced it this week, and huge positive response from the crypto community and from, you know, other traditional investors. So we're just trying to balance the act, because for us, Yop is a all-in-one solution to kind of grow the crypto community user base from the traditional markets. And this is why we set up Yop as, you know, we say we're akin to kind of the Robin Hood of DeFi, you know, making it easier for users to onboard. You know, crypto things can be quite technical and complicated at times. User interface and experiences have been quite poor to date, just because most of the projects today have been led by very technical people, but not so much commercial. So bringing a mixture of support from the traditional financial markets, like, you know, Piraeus and an investment company listed on the London Stock Exchange, was big for us. And this will help us grow, not just within the crypto space, but outside as well.
Right. I mean, I think the only stumbling block here is that somebody who's ancient like myself, over 50, a lot of this, apart from just about grabbing hold of what Bitcoin is a bit sort of like science fiction. In terms of, you know, the actual day-to-day activities of what you do, what exactly is it?
Yeah. So to simplify it, it's a deposit account where you can deposit your tokens rather than ideally holding them within your crypto wallet and earn yield on them. And how that works is with, you know, the crypto space has created programmable contracts where users collectively deposit funds, and then these contracts, depending on market metrics of, you know, volume, price action, they reward you with a third-party token, or you can participate in pools where you benefit from user activity of that particular token. So if you had a pair, for example, an Ethereum token and a US dollar token, as the transaction goes through that decentralized pool, you would earn fees on that, and that's distributed equally to the pool holders depending on your size of that pool holding. So, you know, without getting too complicated, you know, fixed deposit accounts and accessing and putting to work your token holdings. And we want to make it easy as possible, so even if the likes of yourself can still engage and use the application. But, you know, the larger growth for us is the kind of the emerging market of the millennials who are, like, using the digital money applications and e-money, you know, banking systems today.
Right. So basically, it's an alternative to having your money in Lloyd's Bank or HSBC. Except, yep. I mean, you've got your Bitcoin or you've got your Ethereum, etc., and you offer all the services that you would normally get from those horrible old people, and you're actually using that for the new digital assets.
Yeah, and the biggest difference here is that the fees are distributed amongst the users. So rather than a centralized party collecting all the fees, although Yop will have a protocol and an element of that, and we can redistribute those fees. So traditional banks and financial institutes, you know, you kind of get taken on this side and you're taken on the other side as you do a transaction, right? Both sides you're kind of getting taken on. Here, with a decentralized network, the community really does benefit from you know, the transaction fees and the growth in the liquidity in these pools and within these smart contracts. So, we're moving away from a centralized financial system to a, you know, decentralized system where the community kind of participates. And then we have, you know, things like community governance through the token. So the YOP token allows people to have an input and an active play within, you know, what is coming on as the next financial product, what the parameters of that is going to be, you know, so we can put our proposals and then the users can vote with their token holdings.
Right, and finally, I mean, this sounds very user-friendly, let's say, and it sounds like you're, you know, you're helping the community in that way. But how do you make money?
Like I mentioned, so within the transactions, we can put an element of the fees, and then those fees are coming back into the YOP system through the YOP token, and we have different parameters where we can either choose to hold those within the YOP token, or we can create a burn function where we'd reduce the supply of the token, ultimately creating more buy pressure and an upside to the token.
Atif Yacoub, founder at YOP, thank you very much for speaking to us, and congratulations on the investment.
Thank you very much, Doug, for having us.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.